Peter, 0-0 with Bray.
Yeah, frustrating, I would say, sums it up. Disappointing not to come away with 3 points, but just we talked about it during the week, even that would be Bray's game plan to come and try and frustrate us, but I think the players themselves allowed even the some of the decisions tonight. They frustrate them themselves and added to that. So, but no, overall disappointing. I'm very disappointed too with some of the contentious decisions.
Philip Lowry was booked after 45 seconds. I've never seen a player booked as quick for what seemed like just something he must have said.
Well, no, it wasn't even what he said. The referee said he'd blocked a quick free kick. I mean, Philip was standing beside the ball, side on, and the guy whacked it against him. It's sort of, he couldn't get out of the way of it. And the referee sort of, from then on, I thought there were some dubious decisions, to say the least.
Game was a bit like last week's game against Rovers for me. Took a wee bit to start. Derry, I thought, were a better team, but you just didn't get the breaks.
No, well, I thought we dominated possession, and we at no stage really looked like conceding. But we just didn't do enough in the final third. And then when we had two fantastic chances in Ryan McBride's header in the first half and Killian Morrison through 1-on-1 second half, unfortunately we didn't take them. And then that, I think that goals change games, as they say, and it would open up a wee bit more, and Bray would have had to come out. But then when we did score, obviously it was given us offside, which we've watched it back in the footage, and it certainly wasn't offside.
Even harder to take?
Yeah, very, very, as I say, frustrating and disappointing. The linesman, when I spoke to him afterwards, said he gave it for the initial header, that there was a guy offside from the initial header, which is incredible when you watch the video, that there was anybody offside from the initial header. So, and then Ryan's red card too, I thought was very harsh. I think he didn't help himself by diving in, but it was a yellow probably at best.
You had a brilliant view of that.
Well, it was right in front of us. So, yeah, as I say, he shouldn't have made such a challenge at the halfway line. He should have stayed on his feet. But when he went to ground, he's leaving it open to debate with the referee. And again, I think it was a poor decision.
Is that a sign of Ryan's frustration at the night?
Yeah, I think it was. And it wasn't just Ryan, it was a few of the players. Let the frustration sort of get the better of them. And they made decisions that they normally wouldn't have made. So, no, but we talked about that, just about trying to manage the game and stay in the game and remain focused, and concentration has to be high. But we let the frustration get this.
Midweek trip now to Limerick?
Yeah, so it's... back to the
you're not a big fan of midweek games?
No, especially when you're such a small squad. Now we're looks like we could be missing two centre-halves. And Shane McAleenan had to come off with a hamstring complaint early in the second half. And Ryan McBride now will be automatically suspended. We're already missing Sean Kelly too, who's out for 10 days with an injection in his knee. So certainly defensively we're going to be challenged.